Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, the Empowerment Place Ministries. Grateful for those who have joined us this morning for another relevant teaching to promote empowerment in your life, aiding you to overcome whatever situation you may be facing this morning. Our topic today is some folks will need to be left behind. Some folks will need to be left behind. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this teaching that you've given me to share with your sons and your daughters, your ambassadors, your kings. Father, that we would have an understanding that in this season of our lives, some folks will not be able to go with us to that next place in you. Father, I ask that you would open up our eyes, our ears, our spirits, our understanding, that we will be able to gain from this word what you desire for us. We thank you now that every hindrance is bound and this will flow freely. And we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Some folks will need to be left behind. Our scripture reference comes from Genesis chapter 13, starting at verse 14, and it reads this way. After Lot had departed, the Lord said to Abram, "Look from the place where you stand to the north, south, east, and west, and I will give all of the land to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone is able to count the dust of the earth, then your descendants also can be counted. Get up and walk throughout the land, for I will give it to you." So Abram moved his tents and went to live by the oaks of Mamre in Hebron. And he built an altar to the God there. When we walk in purpose, as you're walking in purpose, sometimes you've got to know who can go with you and who cannot. In this account from Genesis 13, here we're talking about Abram and Lot. These are two people who were blessed, who had received blessings, who had cattle and land and tents and servants. In our old age terms would have said they had it going on. But Lot and Abram were also family. And in their gathering, in their setting, there began to be some contention between Lot's servants and Abram's servants, bickering over land for the livestock to graze. So Abram said to Lot, "Look, man, there's no reason for us to keep arguing over this. You know, we've done well." Y'all know I'm paraphrasing. "You've done well. So, you know, let's agree to just separate. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Just wherever you go, I'll just go in the opposite direction. So we won't have this to deal with. You'll be able to flourish. I'll be able to flourish. We'll get what it is that God has for us, and we'll keep moving." They came up with an agreement. They were like, "Okay, we can do that." Lot, being one who appears to be concerned with having all that he can have, and mind you, in the right context, that's not a bad thing. But in what he viewed, the grass being very green in the region near Sodom, was that I'm going that way. And of course, we know that Abram did not, but where Abram went, he was able to erect his tents and to be blessed tremendously. So in this account, we've got to know that sometimes, often, who has been hanging around us, even those family members who have been close to us, will often have influence over us that we're not even aware of. It's often because of the people that we're associated with that we don't get the fullness of what God has for us because we may be listening to the wrong voice. Now, with my holy imagination, I can imagine that with Lot being the nephew of Abram, that Lot may not have had a lot of influence over what Abram did, not a lot, but I'm sure that because of that relationship, Abram wanted to make sure that he took care of Lot, that he did what was going to be favorable. And so what I'm saying to you this morning is that sometimes those who are connected with you, it's your desire to do what would be favorable for them, to do that which would be pleasing for them, to do that which would be beneficial for those who are around you, but at the same time, those who are around you are not thinking about what's going to be beneficial for you. There are some of us who are in relationships, alliances with individuals because of their status, because of their stature, because of their visibility. And you feel like because they're visible and if I hang around them, I'll also be visible because they have a great audience and I hang around them, I'll be able to have that same great audience. But while that individual who has the great audience and has the platform is constantly moving, they are not concerned about what's taking place with you. They're not offering any opportunity for your sound to be heard. They're not offering any space where you can be recognized, yet you still continue to hold on to these relationships. You still continue to hold on to these alliances. You still allow them to control based on what you see, allow them to control where your destiny is heading. But this morning, I want to encourage myself, I want to encourage those who are listening to let you know that where God is taking you, where he desires to take you, the people that are connected with you, some of them will not be able to go. You know, I share this with you because this weekend, as I've attended several gatherings with several different leaders in the kingdom, this continues to be a resounding message. God spoke on Friday night through Pastor Michael Penn, Dr. Michael Penn, that playtime was over, that there's an undeniable grace and favor that God has upon each of us. That it's not a season to be tired or lazy or complacent, not stagnant. And we have to be mindful of familiar temptations. Dr. Penn also said that we have to receive by faith, and be able to see what it is that God is about to do. And sometimes you can't see until you separate. And then, again, on yesterday, Prophetess Tracy Fauntleroy also talked about how God wants us to walk in purpose, how he has specific plans for us, but how we are being hindered by ourselves, and then often being hindered by those we are associated with, those who are, quote unquote, in our corner, those who are in our circle of influence. But she also stated about how sometimes we allow people to look at us, but in their looking at us, they don't really see us. The same way sometimes we say we're listening to God, but yet we don't hear what he's saying. My brothers and sisters, this morning God is saying to you, look, I know that you're comprehending what I've spoken to you concerning your purpose in the earth. I know that you understand that I have a plan for your life. I know that you understand that it's about my will, the Father's will being done in your life and not your own will. You've made it clear to me that you understand these principles, these laws. You've made it plain to me that you understand the usage of these keys. However, you also have allowed the voices of others to speak into your ear, to try to redirect you according to what they desire for you. Allow them to speak, to be able to hinder you instead of help you get where God wants you to go. My brothers and sisters, God wants you to know this morning is that some folk will need to be left behind. Many of us are connected to individuals who are like leeches. We know what a leech is. A leech gets onto you, and a leech begins to suck the blood right out of you. Some of you have been connected to, have been sucking the very thing out of you that God has placed you in the earth to do. They don't pray for themselves. They want you to pray. They can't read the word for themselves. They want you to read the word, then give it back to them and give you then an interpretation of what God is saying versus taking the time to spend time with God by themselves to hear what God is speaking to speaking to them. This morning, God said the suckers have got to go. The suckers have got to go. Those people who have been pulling out of you what God has placed in you with intent, they have got to go. They've got to go. Because what's happening is that what they're doing and holding on to you is eliminating some God steps for you. You're allowing them to take the steps that God has ordained for you and redirect those steps into the direction that they want to go. And then not just that, when we look at this scripture, how Lot and Abram came to an agreement that I'm going to go one way and you're going to go another. There are people in your lives that when you say to them, okay, well, you know what, I think that from this point I'm going to move. And you would have thought that while you were together that you had like-minded. You were like-minded, that you had the same spirit, that you were operating under the same principles. But yet here, when it was time for them to go one way or another, it looks like Abram was saying, Lot, I'll let you choose first. You go ahead and look around. Tell me what you think is best. And what happened? Lot was like, ooh, it looked good over there. It looked good over there by Sodom. Look like that grass is green. Look like, oh, I see that they got some water so my cattle can graze and they can get what they need. And oh, well, Abram will be fine. He'll find whatever, but I'm going to take this because this look good. some of the people who have been connected to you, when it is time to separate and you give them an opportunity to choose first, they're going to choose the best for themselves and not think about you. Yet you've been the one covering them and you've been the one carrying them. And they've been saying to you, oh, I love you and I support you. And God is just doing great things for you. But yet when it's time to separate, I ain't thinking nothing about you. I'm going to take what I see being the best thing and then you get what's left thing. But in this passage, as we continue to read in Genesis, we find out that, yes, it looked good to you. But it caused you almost to lose it completely. Because you went into a place that was full of sin. Sin was on a high. But you weren't concerned about that. You were just concerned about what you thought you saw. Because the grass looked greener. Who have you been listening to? Who's been in your circle of influence that has caused you to misstep based on what God spoke for you? Knowing that God has a plan for your life, a plan that you would prosper. Oh, we go back to Jeremiah when the word tells us that God had a plan for us. He knew us before we were even in our mother's womb. He had a plan for us to prosper. He had a plan for our lives that we would be great, that we would do great things. There's already been a plan in place for these things to take place. But what needs to happen is that we've got to understand who we are in God. Understand the plan that he has for our lives, and then adhere to the plan. I've heard people say, and I know it to be true, I don't know who came up with it originally, but it talks about how there are people that come into your lives for reasons and seasons. Some come to stay, some come for just a season, but then they're to go. But when that season is up, sometimes we as people still try to hold on to something that that has already expired. The relationship has already expired, yet we still attempt to hold on because of our own insecurities, because of our own belief system, because we feel like we can't make it on our own when God is saying all the time, I don't want you to make it on your own. I want you to make it by leaning on me. Leaning on me. Yes, Lord. In the scripture, again, you know, as God was speaking to me yesterday about it, and he was like, you know, we are going to be able to fulfill our purpose. We will be able to after we let go of the leeches, after we fire the fakes, after we after we do that. I mean, come on. You have some level of discernment. We all have a measure. If you take an assessment of who you're associated with right now, this very moment, every relationship that you have, yeah, go ahead, even look at your family. Because with this encounter and the word, Lot and Abram were family. You have even got to look at family to make sure that the relationship is what God desires that it be. But if you find that they are leeches, that they're only trying to suck out of you the goodness, the great thing, the potential, that they're trying to suck the potential out of you, they can't go with you to the next place in God. They got to be cut off. I hear you, God. Some of us, with our children, we have got to be careful that we have not caused our children to become leeches. Yes, as parents, As mothers, we're going to love our children, but do not make them dependent upon us. Train them to be dependent upon the Lord. Sharing with my grandson the other night, on our way back from Hampton, he was complaining about an electronic gadget not functioning properly and how he was aggravated about it. And I said to him even then, and then he began to tell me about his girlfriend. Mind you all, he's 7 in a few more days. And I had to share with him some things that God was speaking so that he would understand better that about what his relationship should be with the Father versus his relationship with his peers. To let him know that for where he's going, he can't take 2 with him. That's not going to work. He listened quietly. He allowed that word to marinate, and then he said, I understand. So this morning, as you're hearing this word, as you're going through your archives in your mind about some relationships that you've dealt with, some relationships that you are attached with even today, and know that you have some individuals in your circle of influence that are not adding to your life, that are not adding to your purpose. Ooh. And especially, come on, let's get rid of the dream killers. We have dream killers in our circle of influence that have to be left behind. You share with them, oh, the Lord showed me this vision of XYZ, and then again of ABC, and then of hills and mountains and castles and wealth and, you know, just whatever. You begin to share with them what God has showed you, what God has spoken about, what he's purposed for your life. And they say, girl, that's for somebody else. That won't for you. God ain't going to do that for you. And you say, but, you know, it was real clear to me. God showed it to me. And, you know, generally when God shows me stuff like that, you know, I can start expecting. Girl, yeah, but I think you would be foolish to start expecting that because, I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it. And because they said they don't see it, then you start acting like you don't see it. Yet God showed it to you. Come on, people. Come on, people. We got to get it together. We have got to get it together. What God intends for you, what God wants to do in and through you, is not dependent on what other people feel about what God has spoken for your life. So what they don't believe it? So what they're not in agreement with it? That just allows you to know that they need to be cut off. We have some people who've dialed in this morning, and if there's something you'd like to add, if there's a comment that you'd like to make, please dial 1, and I'll let you in live so that you can share regarding this, because I believe that someone on the line this morning have experienced or are experiencing now that they realize that some folk will need to be left behind. Some folk they're going to have to depart from in order to fulfill what it is that God has for their lives. Mm-hmm. God wants us to be free in him. He wants us to begin to flourish. You know, seasons are changing. A new life is budding. You're starting to see leaves and buds pop up off the trees and up out of the ground. It's time for some things to be fulfilled in the earth through us. But we've got to make an assessment of who we're connected to. so that the bickering and the hostility, the envy, the jealousy, strife, those things in that circle can stop. You call your friend because you need to just get some stuff off your back. You need to vent. You need to share. You need to get some feedback, and they don't want to hear what you have to say. They only want to talk about what they feel and what they see and what they've heard and what God is doing in them. They're not concerned about what God spoke to you. You may want to look at whether that person is going to be the right one to go with you, because more than likely they're not concerned about you. They're not concerned about your purpose. They're not concerned. In this season, God has, and He is developing every day a circle of influence, a group of people that you're to be with to help to cultivate what He's placed in you and nourish what He's placed in you. And I hear you, God. Don't look for it to be the circle that everyone else is in, because God said where He wants to take you, it ain't even nowhere close to where the folk around you right now are or are going. Don't be concerned with getting in that clique. Don't be concerned about fitting into that crowd. God said you got to look beyond where you are now. Come on. When Abram moved out, he let Lot take that space that was closed. Go ahead, Lot. Go on over to Sodom and do what you're going to do, not realizing that I'm going to have to come back and rescue you in the end, because you saw what you saw and you liked what you saw and you went after what you saw. But Abram said, God, I'm going to go where you send me. I'm going to erect my tent where you tell me. And in doing so, he was blessed. He was blessed. And God is saying to each of us this morning, I want you to go where I'm sending you. And if you do that, you will also be blessed. My God, you will be blessed. I'm excited this morning because I think back to the conversation I had with Sharissa Myers a few days ago, and she was sharing about how she heard God and she had to take a step out and she couldn't be concerned about who was with her or close to her or how they were going to be impacted, but she had to follow God. And in following God, God has opened up doors and windows for her and is blessing her hands to do great things and to be recognized. People are wearing her skirts that are blowing her mind, but it's because she realized everybody ain't going to be able to go with me, but I got to go with God. And even as she testified to that, there are others this morning who are listening who will also be able to testify to that when they realize there's some folk left behind as you pursue your purpose, as you fulfill God's plan for your life in the earth, as you obey Him. Some folk will need to be left behind. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word this morning. We ask, oh God, that this would get into the spirits of your people, God, that they would allow it to marinate, then, God, to speak to them, of the next step there to make, God. Show them what they need to disconnect from, God, that the blessing that you have in store for them would be able to manifest. God, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your word this morning, God. We thank you for the manifestation of what you've spoken this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. And because we believe that which we pray, we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I pray that you would use these keys that God has given us, that we would be able to overcome. And we encourage you also, every day do something to empower you. And once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless. Until next time.